here's what Connecticut is saying about Lisa Wexler.
You have the kind of show where you always learn more from it after you hear it.
Back to the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
It's my pleasure to learn every single day as well. 203-333-9422. So let's learn a little bit about Ellie Kosides, because she is running a robust, spirited campaign against Bob Duff. Ellie, welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show today, and good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Let me give the audience a little bit of the bio that you gave us. You're a professional educator. And you, not only that, but you won the Stanford Public Education Foundation Excellence in Education Educators Award. You have three teaching certifications from the state of Connecticut, including secondary social studies, library media studies, and technology education. You define yourself as a mother and a wife of a small business owner. And you say that you're passionate about making sure all children have access to the tools that they need. I will just ask you, Ellie, in this time of COVID, are you still teaching right now, and how is Stanford doing bringing the education to the children?
So Stanford has been working incredibly hard to make sure that, we've given the kids the tools that they need. So we've transitioned to a one-to-one device initiative. So every child in the district has a device. They've worked closely with telecompanies to provide internet service for children who don't have access. We've been issuing hotspots to make sure that there are no barriers for them to be able to access their education as far as what we can provide at the school level. Unfortunately, not every child has the same setup at home to make it conducive for their educational environment. Lots of the children that we serve, their parents are working multiple jobs to pay the bills, and sometimes we even have our young kids helping with their younger siblings at home. So I feel very strongly that we have to make every possible effort that we can to keep our schools open, give our kids a place to come to where we can support their education and where they can thrive. So I'm very hopeful that we can continue to do that, and so far it looks good. For us here.
It's very tough because almost every day I saw that Brookside and Marvin schools in Norwalk are closing for a while. It's almost every day I wake up in the morning that schools are closing as a result of an outbreak of COVID-19.
Well,
so let me just ask. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Ellie. Tell me.
What we've uncovered here is that the cases are not spreading in the school. The community spread is happening outside of the school. So it seems that school is actually the safest place to be. So I think we should be paying attention to that. Schools have taken incredible precautions. Everybody's wearing their masks. It's a requirement. We're all wearing them 8 hours a day while we're in the building here. We've got plexiglass up. The students come in. They spray down their desk. I mean, extraordinary precautions are being taken. Everyone is following them. And I really think school is actually the safest place to be. If the spread is happening in the community and we're sending our kids back out into the community where the spread is happening and they're there for longer periods of time, I think it just stands to reason that it's probably not the best move we're making. It's not the best move educationally, and it doesn't really seem to make a whole lot of sense as far as containing the virus either, especially if we're doing the right things in school to mitigate the risk of spread, and we are.
Yeah, no, you make a very good point. We're chatting with Ellie Kosides, 203-333-9422. By the way, I love your first name, Elisabeth. Is that how you pronounce it?
Ellie Savitt, yeah, Ellie Savitt. Thank you so much. Yes.
I love that name.
Named after my grandmother.
I love it because it's a derivative of Elizabeth, obviously, and
yes.
my nickname growing up was Lilibet, which sounds like a little bit like your name. It's pretty.
Oh,
I like
yeah.
it a lot.
Sweet. Yeah. It's funny because,
anyways,
you know, that...
Yeah, tell me.
Yep.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, it's when you think of my big fat Greek wedding and you say, this is Nick, it's actually true, because I'm one of three Ellie Savitt Simulidises. All my cousins were named after my grandmother. And my brother, the same thing. My brother is a Constantinos, and he's one of three Constantinos Simulidis. We were all named after our grandparents, so we have the same first and last name. It's so.
That's hilarious. Yeah. That is really funny. I love that, though.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So Ellie, tell me why the people should vote for you and not vote for Bob Duff on Tuesday. What is it that you're running about? And could you please address issues of police accountability reform and zoning?
Right. So I think what distinguishes me, the first thing that distinguishes me from my opponent, is that I am not a career politician. I'm a regular person. I am a professional educator. I'm a mother of two small children. My husband runs a small business in town. And we feel the implications, just like everybody in the community, of the decisions being made in Hartford. I can tell you when because government employees, you know, and politicians, they don't really feel that they don't have the same repercussions for their decisions. I can tell you the first time I really realized this in a very practical way is when I took a short leave of absence after having my two children, and my husband and I had to change insurance from our very wonderful, robust, excellent health insurance plan that I have through being a teacher to getting onto the Affordable Care Act, Access Health. And it was a total nightmare for our family. So just realizing what people have to go through in the private sector, that was an eye-opener. And then, of course, my husband running a small business and the heavy tax burden on small businesses in general throughout the state, leading to mass exodus of businesses left, right, and center, as we all know. The heavy tax burden that we all face as citizens of Connecticut, which has also led to people leaving the state. So I want to try and make Connecticut affordable for people to live, and I really want to pay close attention to some of our spending habits and rein that in instead of using the people of Connecticut as a lifeline every time we run out of money to spend more money. So I think that is a big focus of mine. My opponent has had record-breaking tax hikes under his nearly two decades in office. Every opportunity that he's had to increase our taxes in Connecticut, he has taken it. In fact, I think in the last decade, the only time he voted no to a budget was a bipartisan budget in 2017, because the Senate was half Republican and half Democrat, and there was no tax increase on that budget. But that budget led to the rainy day fund that we're all so grateful we have now, because it was done in a bipartisan manner, and he voted no. So the only time that he's voted no on a budget was one time in 2017 when taxes didn't go up. Every other time,
but Ellie,
he voted yes,
Ellie,
to increase.
I'm not going to have that much time with you because we've got another guest as well.
Sorry, you got me going. That's a big one. Affordability
I know,
is top
that's
of mind
okay.
for everyone. Yeah.
People need to hear
your
passion,
no
but I wanted to ask you about
bring
this.
Bring me in. No problem.
Okay. Nancy on Norwalk, which is a popular blog in Norwalk, you were quoted as saying that you thought that Bob Duff should apologize for exaggerating with respect to the statement he released regarding his police intimidation.
Correct.
Do you stand by that statement?
Oh, I stand by it 100%. And anybody who's seen the footage and actually talked to the officers, which I did, I talked to every officer, I watched the footage myself, he completely exaggerated that. And actually, that's so dangerous for our community because what he essentially is trying to do is drive a further wedge between our community police, breed mistrust. I mean, if you're listening to him, how do you feel comfortable going to the police when you need help, when this is the kind of misinformation he's spreading? You know, I stand by that wholeheartedly, and I wish that he would actually apologize and start to try to mend some of the missteps that he's taken to do a disservice to our community.
Last night, there was a pretty big meeting in Fairfield County, obviously via Zoom, among a lot of different people. We're going to cover it later in the show, that were talking about this quest from the state, from Hartford, to try and redo and exercise some local control over zoning matters. When Senator Duff was on our show, he seemed to minimize that, but also say that he really felt that, you know, there might be a place for that in Hartford. If you get elected to Hartford, what is your sentiment with respect to the affordable housing need, but the way to accomplish it and to achieve it?
So it's funny because I had an interview with the Hearst editorial board for a potential endorsement he and I had. And at the end of my 30 minutes with them, the reporter said, we should give you a button that says local control. And I said, you know, I've been spending months and resources trying to make sure that I get that message across, that local control is what we need and what I will fight for. So if I was able to accomplish that in 30 minutes with you, I guess I'm doing pretty well at, you know, getting the message across. So 100% I believe in local control. I don't think that bureaucrats in Hartford have the ability, or nor should they, try to make decisions for our local communities. We know what's best for our own backyard. You know, I don't believe that the state should take over. And, you know, I'm also very disappointed that he tried to minimize this, because it's actually a proposal. It's LCO number 3508. So it is an actual legitimate, very clearly defined proposal that wants to eliminate single-family zoning throughout the entire state of Connecticut. They want to require 50% as-of-right multifamily zoning, and as-of-right is you don't have to go through the City Planning Commission in order to get your approvals to for the development. So, you know, it's a very clearly defined legislative path, if you will, that they want to take. So it is going to certainly come up, and if we have Democrat-controlled legislature again, which, you know, I hope that people are paying attention to these issues, and if you want local control, you know, you need to make the change at the ballot box November 3rd.
Ellie Casitas, it's really been a delight to get to know you. I congratulate you for running. It takes, I mean, with everything else you're doing, raising kids, working full-time in this time of COVID, and managing all the different roles that you manage, I mean, it's a big deal for someone like you to step up to the plate, you know, and be willing to run. And I just want to thank you for that.
It is a big deal. And for me, it's all about the process and participating in the process. And I've enjoyed it. It's been exciting, and I've learned. And my children are part of my campaign team, and I can't tell you how excited they are when I say that. They participated right along with me. And it's just been a really wonderful, exciting experience. I'm happy for the opportunity, and I appreciate you having me on the show today.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and I do look forward to meeting you in person. I really do. If you win, by the way, I hope you'll come on the show the Wednesday after Election Day. But when I win or lose, thank you for coming on the show. And I do hope to meet you in person and, you know, one day be able to actually shake your hand if we ever get back to that one day. But it's certainly to be able to smile at you from behind a mask. Me too. Ellie Casitas, website for people who want to know more about you, where would they find you?
So it's CousidisForCTSenate.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much. K-O-U-S-I-D-I-S.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ellie.
We'll be
right back for more of the Lisa Wexler Show coming right up. We're going to actually chat with a professor of nursing, Nicholas Nicholson, who is joining us again. He's been on our show before. He's a professor of nursing at Quinnipiac, and we'll bring the conversation back around to COVID and what the latest is going on here in our own community. We'll be right back.